What a wonderful day it is for us to come together and think about the soon coming King. Isaiah is our scripture affirmation today. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth the tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved.
Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told to you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth?
It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
That bringeth the princes to nothing, he maketh the judges of the earth as vanity.
Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble.
To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One?
Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth.
Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God?
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding?
He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Oh, Father, today we need to be strengthened. Strengthen us with strength in our inner man, that we might know the length, the width, the breadth, the depth of the love of Christ, which passes all understanding. Today, strengthen us, Lord, so that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. Today, Lord, you are welcome here in this place with us, so that we might show the whole waiting world that there is a God in heaven, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Spirit of God hath empowered us to be your people. We're thankful and we're grateful, and we believe that you are in absolute control in spite of our weaknesses. Have your way in this place this day. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. God. Praise God when I stop and think about what God wants to do in our midst. Praise God when I begin to imagine what it'll be like to know that I know that I know I'm in his very presence. And we should even know that right now, because he is in us and we're asking him to fill us, to change us, to make us different. I can only imagine what it'll be when the reality of that strikes home with me and I'm forever made different. I'm forever changed. God is so good. I can only imagine.
Surrounded by glory.
Surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Will I bow to you? I can only imagine.
I can only imagine when all I would do, yeah, is forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Praise God, He is so worthy. Mary, we're going to start in a little different place today. I was going to start with the 18th verse. We're going to start at verse 1. Verse 1 in the 40th chapter of Isaiah. The kind of preaching that I enjoyed doing is a kind of a hybrid kind of thing. I really believe in expositional preaching where you take the Bible and you go verse by verse and you just open it up and allow it to speak. And so the way that I do it is kind of just run along the contour of Scripture. And I call it devotional exposition. Devotional because it first speaks to me. This is God speaking to me. I am so grateful that you allow me the pleasure of being able to speak before you, but I'm preaching to me. I'm preaching to the one who desperately needs it. I'm preaching to the one who needs to hear the word of God, that word of God which is so very good and wonderful. He speaks to me. So, Father, will you speak to me this day? I will say what I hear. Help me to be obedient to you this day as I just open up your word and allow you to speak. Speak, Lord. This child is listening. Chapter 40, verse 1. The Word of God tells us that the Spirit of God is saying that the Father wants us to do something. He says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. So how do we comfort each other? We comfort each other by the Word of God, that salve that we need from Him. He is a balm of Gilead. He is good. Comfort ye, my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. The fight is over. Give up. Surrender. It's over. You're done with that. That her iniquity is pardoned. Yes, you have had iniquity in the past, but it has been pardoned. It was pardoned because the blood of the Holy One of Israel, the blood of Jesus, was poured out upon the cross to satisfy the wrath of the Father, and you are now cleansed. Your righteousness does not come from your ability to get it right or to maintain or to hold on, but your righteousness has been declared by God Himself. The righteous one has traded your mess and decided that you would be the recipients of His bless. He loves you. He cares for you. Your iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. We ought to shout it from the housetops. We ought to whisper it in the basements. We ought to tell everybody, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. He's changing the topography of your life. He's changing it. He's making a difference in you this day. He's making a difference in me this day. God is working, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth. We fall apart. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is as grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Say to everybody that can hear, God is good. He is in charge. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Listen, we're his flock. He cares for us. He loves us. He will feed us like a loving, kind, wise, strong, amazing shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Some of your lives are pregnant with change. You feel like you can't carry this burden anymore. So much stuff is going on in your life, and you know that you are being taken into a new season, a new place. Something's happening, something's different going on, and it really shakes you. It really shakes your life, and you don't know how you can go on with that. Some of you are just filled with all of the stuff that is being dealt with. But remember what it says here. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Think about that. And meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. He knows how much of this and how much of that, and where it is and where it isn't, and how it all works, and he's able to do it. He can do it with one hand tied behind his back. He measures it in his hand. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor have taught him? You ever find yourself just trying to tell God how he should do stuff? Yeah. Now, Lord, I need you to make sure that this happens so that this happens, and then everything will be okay. I'm so glad that God has a sense of humor. I could just see him rolling around in heaven just laughing because of the craziness that we think we are in charge, that we think we can control the next moment, that we actually know something that he doesn't know, that we can give him the best way to do our lives. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor have taught him? With whom took he counsel? And instructed him. Did he pull you off to the side and say, hey, what do you think I should do? And taught him in the path of judgment. Listen, Lord, I want you to understand. Now, when you do this, this is what's going to happen. And taught him knowledge. Lord, I bet you didn't understand how this thing works. You see, people are like this and like that, and oh, I know you've heard that before, but let me try to explain it to you. And taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding. Verse 15, behold, want you to take a look at this. Behold, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. The stuff in your life is no big deal. I mean, he cares about you, and that makes it a big deal. But there's a reality that it's no big deal to him. He's in control. Lebanon's not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for burnt offering. You can't even get it right. You could just, I'm gonna do everything for you, Lord, just to make it right. You can't make it right. You can't fix it. You surrender you. That's all you can do. I love that saying, you do you. Well, the only thing that you could do to make you truly you is to give yourself completely over to God, because he knows how to do you in a way that will make you into something special, because you will then recognize you I've always been his. When you are his, you are most you. Be his today. Give yourselves as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable unto God, which is just your reasonable service. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't think too highly of yourself, but to think soberly, as each man has been given a gift. So you do a few things well. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights above, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. He gave you everything that you are that's worth anything. And he wants to use that thing, because by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift to God, not of works, as that any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created unto good works. He's created to do some things in you, so that as you allow him to work through you and in you and around you, the glory of the Lord is seen across this world. Everywhere you go, you ought to let your light so shine among men that they see your good works and glorify our Father who's in heaven. We ought to be a people who lives their lives in such a way that everywhere we go, we're teaching the truth that God is in this world. He is absolutely in control. Jesus died so that our sins could be completely paid for, so that we could live. We teach people that, and we declare that there is one God, and he is absolutely in charge, and what he says goes. And not only do we teach that, but we see that there is brokenness all around us. We see brokenness, and we reach down into that brokenness, and the healing power of God makes changes, just like he reaches down into my brokenness and heals me and changes me and takes what look like just shards of brokenness and hurt in pain, and stitches it together into a tapestry that is a part of the beautiful story that he has formulated, so that the whole world might see and glorify his name forever and ever and ever and ever. Oh, I can only imagine what it'll be like when I can see more of the pieces, when I can see what that meant and what this means and what that will mean. And God is shown as marvelous, as magnificent, as wondrous as he is. Oh, I can only imagine what it'll be like surrounded by his presence. What will my heart feel? I will feel what the word of God says I will feel. All nations before him, verse 17, are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. It's just a bunch of foolishness. Now, this is where the sermon was supposed to start. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? What are you going to make to look like God? What are you going to make to be like God? What are you making to be God in your life? Oh, I'm feeling bad, so I need to self-medicate so I'll feel better. No, God is your healer. You don't need to give something else that place. Oh, I can't seem to have enough stuff in my life, so I need more money. No, God is your provider. You can't make money your idol. No. Maybe it's just companionship I need. So I'll reach out and hold on to something that is a person out there. I'll make that my companion. No, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And he doesn't stand for anything else on his shelf. He's God. The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold and casteth a silver change. It makes its own image. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree. So he doesn't have a lot of silver or gold, but he has a little bit. So what he does is he goes out in the woods and finds himself a tree and that will not rot. Try to get a good one, you know. And he seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that will not be moved. This one's got to hold on to something. I got to hold on to the stuff of this world. I got to hold on to the things that I know or study. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll hold on to those things and they will save me. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Here, have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. Long before the astronomers got it, long before the scientists knew, God knew the shape of the earth. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. He makes everything that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. Doesn't matter who the king is, because God's in control. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? You're out there making your images. You're out there making your gods. And he's saying, you don't get it at all. You don't get it at all. Who was it that he made in his image? He made man in his image. He made us in his image. And he doesn't want you to go around trying to make something to be God. He wants to fill you with himself and have complete control in your life and live through you so that the whole world will see. Stop trying to do his job. Stop trying to be God and be what he makes you to be, so that he might be seen. Verse 25, to whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. He names it all. He's in charge. He's the creator. He has created all things. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. He is the creator, and we are created for his pleasure. Rest in him that he might give, that he might receive pleasure. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from God? Why in the world would you believe that what you are living, what you're going through, what you are experiencing, what you're thinking, he doesn't know? He knows. He knows your hurt. He knows your pain. He knows your joy. He knows your shame. He knows your name. Amen. Because he gave it to you. He knows you. He knows you. Verse 28. This is where I've wanted to get to. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? He's not tired yet. He is not tired. He can handle this. There is no searching of his understanding. You can't figure it all out, but he knows. He gives power to the faint. I don't know about you. Some days I feel downright faint. Some days I don't think I can put one foot in front of the other. Betty and I have been laughing. I was trying to take out the trash the other day, thought I killed myself. You know, just the simple things of life. I can't seem to get right sometimes. Sometimes I can't think clearly. Sometimes I ache for no apparent reason. Sometimes I feel downright faint. I don't do what I think I should do, and I do what I think I shouldn't do, and all this stuff goes on. But he gives power to the faint. I'm one of them, Lord. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me with strength in my inner man. Go ahead, do your thing, Father, because you said you would. Even the youths shall faint. You know, you see kids running around, sometimes you wonder, man, I wish I had some of that energy. But you know, after they've run around for a while, they'll just curl up just about anywhere and go right to sleep. Because they know how to relax. They can give it all because they're confident that they can relax when it's time. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men, you know, young men, they're full of spit and polish. They think they got it together. But even the young men shall utterly fail. There's a time when they don't have enough. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that find themselves in his word, they that listen to his commandments and obey them, they that understand that he is in charge and that they can rest in him, they that rest in the word of God, they that believe that he is and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, they, those people, those persons, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They find wells of strength that they could not have imagined. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. I heard Johnny Hunt yesterday talking about how eagles molt. You know, their wings need to be renewed because their feathers need to be renewed because those feathers go through some stuff. They go through storms and rubbing up against stuff and all of the things that, well, eagles do. And see, I think that's how your life is. Because you have been changed, if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, when you rub up against stuff and your feathers get ruffled and old and tired and they don't work as well as they thought, you may think that you've come to an end. You can't get it done. Life doesn't have anything for you. But eagles don't think that way. They molt, and that means they shed their old feathers. Now, during that time of shedding the old feathers, that time of recognizing they're tired and worn and beat up, when they find that they've recognized they're tired and worn and they're beat up, and they go into a place of safety, and they allow God to work in them, and he creates fresh feathers, new feathers, brand new, and they're strengthened. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They can walk. They can be where they're supposed to be. That's part of the process. Don't let the fact that the process is happening discourage you. But lean into it and say, Lord, I need you. I can't do this thing without you. I confess my sin. And your word tells me that when I confess my sin, my inability, my missing the mark, my tiredness, my angry, my hurt, my confused, when I confess my coming short, when I confess these things, I am telling the whole world that the only way that I can get it right is to rest in the one who made me. And so I rest in you. I confess my sin. You are faithful. You are just to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I'm forgiven. And because I'm forgiven, today, right now, right this minute, I'm going to have joy. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. Because God is good. Will you trust him today? Wherever you find yourself, will you trust him now? I know you're tired. I know you're hurt. But he's got something for you. Today, surrender afresh to him.